96. Never too busy. It would be a major feat if I can make it through today, Ruth said. I have to wake up early to feed my dog. He's been looking feeble, but I think he's just feigning for attention. Then I have to submit my report on feminism. I have to ferret out my original research. I'm not a feminist, so it has been very difficult for me to write about it. At 8 o'clock a.m., I have fencing class. Then I have winemaking class. We're learning about the fermentation process. I think we'll be fermenting red grapes. Don't you have any breaks? Lydia asked. No, replied Ruth. I'll be riding the ferry across the river to the zoo. I'll be visiting a pair of panda bears. The female has reached a fertile age. The zoo is hoping that the male will fertilize her. After that, I'll be viewing the fertilized egg of an ostrich. What's next? Lydia asked. I need to spread fertilizer on the grass in the front yard, Ruth replied. Then I need to check the wound on my dog's paw. I'm afraid it might fester if I don't get medicine for it. Do you feel fettered by your dog? Asked Lydia. No, I'm a fervent animal lover, replied Ruth. Any of my dog's sad eyes always stirs the fervor in my heart. What will you be doing in the afternoon? Lydia asked. I have to finish my report on the feudal warlords of the 19th century, Ruth said. What is a feud anyway? It's what you and I are going to have if you don't save some time for me, replied Lydia. It's my birthday, and I'm feeling a bit sad. How about a festive drink at 8 p.m.? Ruth asked.